Next week, Jews begin celebrating the 8-day festival of Passover. Many families use this opportunity to bring together relatives and friends in what is called a Seder, reenacting the story of the Israelites being freed from Egyptian bondage. While still living in our parents' home, this was a highlight of the calendar year for my siblings and me. It was exotic, lots of relatives came, children were the center of attention, and like many festivals, there were special customs and food. I remember these were always evenings filled with laughter and singing. As the years passed, the four of us boys went on to university and started families of our own. And when our parents were no longer able to be the hosts, we took turns hosting them instead. In my home, before the meal is served, we read the Exodus story and I ask participants about the wider meanings of freedom. Our ancestors may no longer be slaves, but to what extent are we enslaved, working long hours, living under financial pressures, mistreating one another? My best Seders have engaged the adults, linking Jewish history to the present, while also keeping our children excited by their surroundings. As part of the ceremony, we drink 2 cups of wine on an empty stomach, so my wife needs to remind me to finish the discussions before the dinner gets cold. Now that our parents are no longer, and my siblings are spread widely across 3 continents, we meet infrequently. We do our best to attend family weddings and celebrations, but on Passover especially, I miss my brothers and the ties that bind us together. Seder night is a lovely tradition that each year also marks the progression of time. Remembering that wonderful period as one family around a big table, I'm thankful to my parents for their efforts in creating a timeless Passover tradition for my siblings and me. Hopefully, our children will equally value its importance once they have families of their own.